So it's 5 o'clock in the evening, I'm outside, it's cold. Just me, the dead cat, the wife.
Hello.
Welcome to the big walkabout for day three of Napopoma 2020. Hi, my name is Dave and welcome to day three of Napopoma. I'm here with my lovely wife, hello.
Hello.
Caroline, who's come out with me. We're just for a walk. We're trying to do a lot more walking.
Yes.
Just to be healthier and, you know, watching. Sorry, made you walk into a bin.
Thank you.
yeah, trying to be better and walk more and eat better and stuff. So we're trying to make sure we do a good walk a day, at least a mile or 2 miles. This one probably sort of maybe a mile and a half. By the time we've finished, dinner's at home, in the oven, cooking. Lovely baked beans and... No, jacket potato and baked beans.
No, it could be a baked bean and jacket potato.
It could be... Well, let's not get into that conversation again. I did this last year. I'm not doing it again.
No, but I wasn't involved in it this time.
Yes, you were.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
Cheese, beans, cheese is the option.
Stop it. No. Please disregard what you just heard. Anyway, I'll have to go quiet a second because there's somebody walking up to us. I think us walking, talking into a dead cat might look a bit silly. yes, so aside from attempts at being healthy and such like, we wanted to also talk about motorcycles.
Big things with two wheels.
Big things with wheels, engine. Yes. Yes, those that don't carry passengers. Well, they can do, I suppose. yeah, so we've had a lot of problems in the local area. I would be very surprised if it isn't something that you experience where you are, of illegal off-road motorcycles and quad bikes bombing up and down roads, pavements, no protective gear, no lights.
Being general nuisances, basically.
Being general nuisances, yes. Now, I've watched enough episodes of road wars, traffic cops, police interceptors, and the like, to understand that the police have very few powers to prevent these motorcycles and quad bikes from being ridden in the way they are. And that's mostly because of the whole health and safety aspect. You know, you cannot pursue a motorbike that isn't safe to be on the road. And do you know what? I get it. But there are some jurisdictions around the world that seem to take the stance of, you're on the road, you shouldn't be, you need to be stopped. And I honestly, honestly believe we should adopt that same stance here in the UK. Having been a motorcycle rider myself...
Hated that.
Well, no, and that's a fair comment, it really is.
I will provide clarity there. I had no issues or no expectation that you weren't a safe driver. I didn't like the fact that other drivers were around you and that you were, if you were knocked by another driver, as a motorcyclist, you would, you know, come off the worse.
Yes, well, big shout out here to our friend Kevy up in the Scottish Highlands. No, Islands. Always get that wrong. He had a really bad motorcycle accident a few weeks back. He's currently at home recuperating, having broken stuff, but nothing permanently damaged. So I get where you're coming from there, love. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a moment in time where I did almost get run off the road by some person, let's call them, who decided they had more of a claim to the road than I did. Of course, they were wrong, but they didn't think so. But the way the law works at the moment is it really does appear as though you're effectively giving the motorcyclists and quad bikers who are not legal to be on the road carte blanche to do exactly that. And I'm really frustrated by the fact that the police can't do anything. Well, there's a resource issue to start with,
yes,
because there are fewer police on the roads.
Although they have had some attempts, because they've got themselves some off-road bikes, so
yes,
that they can pursue off-road safely.
Yes, they can pursue off-road bikes off-road using off-road bikes. What they can't do is pursue off-road bikes on road, full stop.
I don't know, but they still do a patrol on road, because
yes,
that's how I know they do it, because me and Cara spotted them.
Yeah.
With proper high-vis and proper helmets,
uh-huh,
showing them what they should be wearing.
Yeah, but all they've got to do is just, I was going to say, put the foot down, twist the handlebar, and they're off, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So I think the law needs to change. I think these people need to be treated with the contempt that they show in order to get them off the roads, because they're not insured. They have no...
That's part of the reason why they do it, because they don't really give a toot.
Monkeys.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And they know that the worst they'll do is lose a bike.
Uh-huh. Which they probably stole them going down that way.
Yeah.
Which probably got nicked in the first place.
Yeah.
Or at the very best is a bargain basement,
yeah,
motorcycle.
Were you off the road then?
Yeah, let's do that.
I did wonder though, because I think some of them, maybe they don't understand the ramifications of other users, but actually I think they don't care about
the
ramifications.
I think they do understand the ramifications. I think they're fully au fait with the impact of what they're doing, which is why they wear tinted helmets, which are illegal, and basically try and do as much as they can to avoid being identified.
Well, you know that, that's, you know, when you see them with a helmet, that they're doing exactly what, you know, they're up to no good, when depending on what they're wearing. I know that's a bad thing, but it's a very clear mark.
Mm. So if you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you do find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please do let me know. Also, let me know if you've got any thoughts on what we've spoken about. Are you affected by this? Do you have the same issues? If you're in a different country to the UK, do you have different laws? Do the police view this behaviour in a different way? Do they approach it and tackle it in a different way? Please do let me know. Drop an email to slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/walkabout. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Caroline, for being forced into joining me on this.
Oh, well, didn't really have an option, did it? It's like I would talk to you on that, or just stand here like a plum, like you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Which is, yeah. So thanks for listening. You find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, be safe, follow the rules, don't ride an off-road motorbike on the road. And I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.
See ya.